May have seen the story. Two men were arrested in a Starbucks for what's we know is they didn't order something, and they apparently were asked to leave, and they said, well, what, we're not doing anything. And other people in the restaurant were like, they're not doing anything. Why are they getting arrested? And cops came and arrested them and took them out of the restaurant. Starbucks has recently apologized for that. Here is the 911 call. It's very short.
Philadelphia Police, Officer 363, how may I help you?
Hi, I have two gentlemen in my cafe that are refusing to make a purchase or leave. I'm at the Starbucks at 18th and Spruce.
All right, please, I'll be out as soon as possible.
Thank you. Bye.
The thing is, too, Starbucks, from what I understand, is also closing all their stores down for one day.
Yep, in May.
Yeah, I think May 29th, I believe, for to learn about racial bias or something of that nature.
It was two African-American men, correct?
Right, right.
And there was a big, a lot of people, you know, are sticking up for Starbucks. Oh, great, now just because of a few whiners, all these people can't get their coffee across the country. And Starbucks... corporate has been responding to these tweets, to these messages, to these reviews, and they're very, they said, yes, we have something, there's obviously a problem, we need to fix it, it's worth one day of business for us to fix this, even if it never, ever, ever, ever happens again, it was an isolated incident, we know we did everything to keep that from happening again in our stores.
Well, yeah. What actually happened exactly?
Well, this is what the two men that were in Starbucks that were arrested said on Good Morning America.
We're at the table, we sit down, we're just talking amongst each other. She then comes from around the register, asks, you know, walks up to us, asks if, you know, she can help us with anything. Can we start with some drinks or water or something like that? You know, for when we have bottles of water with us, so, you know, we're fine. We're just waiting for a meeting, we'll be out really quick type thing. And that was it.
As soon as they approach us, they just said we have to leave. There was no question of, you know, was there a problem here between you guys and the manager? You know, what happened?
We wasn't read any rights, nothing. Just double lock, handcuffs behind our back, and escorted out and put into a squad car. It didn't really hit me what was going on, that it was real, until I'm being double locked and my hands behind my back.
What is the business meeting about?
It's a real estate meeting.
Okay.
We've been working on this for months.
I mean, all the optics, it looks bad.
I think that a business does have a right to ask you to leave if you don't buy something. And I think that they, at that point,
did they refuse to leave?
Yeah, because they were waiting for someone. It just got out of hand. It just got out of hand. However, Starbucks is known for letting people just hang there all day long, even if they don't buy something. And so
even
that's what...
Are they known even if you don't buy something? Because if I walked into a Starbucks anywhere and I just sat down... I always feel obligated to buy something.
But Starbucks, in their responses to these texts and everything else, have said, or these reviews and everything, have said, no, that's fine. We welcome everyone into our stores, you know, just to chill, just to sit down, do some business. 99% of the time, you're going to buy something.
Yeah, I think their philosophy is, yeah, we'll make it an atmosphere where you want to be, so you buy
do real
more
estate
stuff.
Meetings.
They're in business to make money, right?
Well, if their policy is that people can go in there and sit down and bring in their own water, that's what he said. But if that's the policy, that you can bring in your own food or drink off the street and just sit there, then yeah, I think that's. I don't think that's a great smart business decision.
Right.
But obviously, they're doing well. But then, yeah, that's a problem, because the policy is that people could come in there and with their own stuff and drink their own water, and they shouldn't be
taking seats up, like, if they're busy, maybe.
Well, it doesn't matter, they shouldn't be kicked out if that's the policy.
I wonder if that wasn't the policy at the time, or that wasn't a well-known policy at the time and the employees didn't realize.
And then different stores, if it's a franchise, they might have different rules, like,
exactly.
Maybe there could, I don't know in Philadelphia if it's this way, there's Starbucks, if they have a problem with people loitering and it just turns into a problem, you know, that happens at some places. Where I mean, I've been at stores and they'll, you know, there could be some homeless people just hanging out and asking for money right in front of the store. And I don't think if it's a Target or a Walmart, they're not against those people, but it's not good for their business.
Right.
Because people are like, I don't want to go there anymore because there's people just hanging out. But I don't know.
It doesn't sound like that was the case with this. It sounds like it was two men sitting or standing, waiting for their friend for a real estate business. And it was just taken completely out of context and completely
And people were
out
saying
control.
It's because they were black.
And it may have very well been. We don't know. And Starbucks wants to prevent it from happening again if that was the case. They feel that was the case.
And the thing is, to me, and the police are just doing their job, but it's like the arrest part of it. And there seems like there's a full video and they're like, we didn't do anything. And then they arrest them. It's more like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just today, let's leave. It's not, you know.
Did the police tell them to leave and then they refused or no?
That's my understanding. But I didn't. All the videos I've seen of the Starbucks incident, I don't see any like real fighting or anger. Mm-hmm. It seems like it was kind of maybe an overreaction. Although the chief of police in Philadelphia, who is also African American, said, my police officers did the right thing.
Well, I don't think the police officers necessarily did anything wrong as much as maybe Starbucks. If the police officers are called, my dad used to own a drugstore, let's say. Let's say there was somebody in here and we said, please leave. And they did not leave and they refused to leave. Then it's trespassing. The police come and if they refuse to leave, they're breaking the law by trespassing and not leaving. But Starbucks' policy, which is separate than the law. The police are just going by what they're told by Starbucks.
Yeah, they didn't wake up like, we're going to Starbucks start removing people. They got a phone call.
Yeah, and the law is if the business wants you to leave and you're not leaving, that they can make you leave or arrest you. But if the policy of Starbucks has nothing to do with the police, the police aren't going to say, well, your policy says that you can have them there. So it's more on Starbucks, if anything, than the police. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, they're owning up to it. Starbucks is not denying.
No, the CEO right away apologized.
But did they fire this girl?
They fired the girl, threw her under the bus right away.
Well, I just read online they didn't fire her. They moved her. She's still employed.
Oh.
Well, maybe they're putting her through some training as well. Maybe they felt she handled it wrong, and they're going to give her the benefit of the doubt and let her learn from it.
And then the people who know her, there's not a racist bone in her body. And apparently she's super feminist, liberal. That's the stuff that has come out since then. Like,
who knows?
Not that if you're conservative, you're against. But, you know, the narrative is, well, she'd be more open-minded. Apparently, she thought she was following store policy.
I think that
for
every
that location,
single person is doing the right thing at this point. I think Starbucks stepping up and doing all of this is right. I think the police having their officers back is right. And I think these guys fighting for their rights.
Agree.
I think everybody's doing the right thing right now.
Yeah, these two guys are going to get paid, too.
The police office, well, not from the police.
No, from Starbucks.
I think you just said the African-American police chief did stand up for his police officers. So I think, what is there? They have that. They're just following the law. Starbucks is the one that if and I, of course, I haven't looked at every aspect of this
case. I've read so many different stories, but about it. But yeah.
But what we should do is we should now send hugs in to Starbucks starting at 6 in the morning, whenever they open, and stay there all day and tomorrow. And then until he.
Yes.
Because if anything, he'd be like, sir, would you like anything? No, but I'm fine.
I got my.
And he should take out like a gourmet meal.
Right. Or like he'll have like McDonald's coffee with him or something like that. Yeah. No, let's do that for real.
I love this
Although
idea.
We just announced it.
Yes.
You read my mind, Mankisser Matt. We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. We got a lot of questions. Lisa, I don't know if you've seen anything different. Was this manager following policy or did she just overreact or both?
Hey, good morning. So what I read was that the Starbucks CEO has come out and said, you know what, we did not have a national policy about this sort of thing because we were allowing the individual stores to formulate their own policy. And so she wasn't following a national policy. She may have been following a policy that, you know, they had come up with in their own store. And what happens with most big either retailers or fast food chains is most of them have a national policy that they will sometimes extend modifications handed down by the headquarters. In big cities, the modifications are in big cities like Philadelphia and New York, where table space is an issue, where maybe homeless people trying to come in and get warm is an issue, where just overcrowding in general is an issue.
Right.
So sometimes in those cities, they will amend their national policies, but you know, their stores, like Starbucks, like you said, Barnes & Noble is another one, that they really hold themselves out there as a hangout space. You know, they want to be that space where you can read a book, mess around on your laptop, do some work, whatever, hang out with people. And that's what they've really held themselves out as. And I think they're really, they're facing, you know, these gentlemen have lawyered up and they're going to come after Starbucks for some civil damages. And I think they'll end up getting a lot of money from Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the sad thing about it, like you said, about the manager being, you know, liberal and whatever, well-intentioned white people are still inherently biased unconsciously and they don't even realize it, and it's something that I hope that the Starbucks, the training that they're doing, will help people to overcome that inherent bias. It's being tracked. The ACLU tracked it, and actually one of the places that they tracked that kind of bias was in this exact neighborhood in Philadelphia where this occurred. And it's a very affluent neighborhood. The rent around there goes for as high as $10,000 a month.
Oh my gosh.
Apartment. Yeah. And so the African American population in that district is 3%.
Okay.
The number of pedestrian traffic stops by police is 67% accounted for African American.
Okay.
But they're 3% of the population. That's bias. You know, if you've only got 3% of the population, but you're 67% of the time you are stopping African Americans, and it's talking going up to a pedestrian and asking them what they're doing or asking them to move along or whatever. That's a pretty powerful statistic, I think.
Well, and Lisa, I don't know if it's a race thing, although it's very compelling numbers. I do know rich people, whether white or black or otherwise, they will call the police on you in a second. I was in Jason Goodman's very nice neighborhood.
In your Hyundai.
In my Hyundai, and it doesn't look nice. It's not a nice Hyundai. I parked. I'm a guest at Jason Goodman's house. I'm parking outside waiting. Jason's like, I'll be home in 5 minutes. Just wait. I'm in there. I have car seats in the back. My kids are in the car. The police were there in 5 minutes. Sir, what are you doing here?
Yep.
Because I drove a crappy car in a very nice neighborhood.
Thank you for putting that out there, Jared. But Lisa,
that's a different type of bias. That's socioeconomic bias.
I know.
We're used to that one, though.
Yeah. I have just two quick questions, Lisa. So do you think that these guys will be able to get a lot of money from Starbucks just because they're going to settle, or because Starbucks actually did something? If they didn't have a policy and they said, okay, well, you're not buying anything, you have to leave the store, is that illegal?
Oh, yeah. Starbucks is going to be liable on a number of different levels, both for violating state and federal civil rights laws. So in the state of Pennsylvania, Starbucks is potentially liable for false imprisonment because they caused these gentlemen to be unlawfully arrested. And there's also an assault charge that's a potential civil assault under Pennsylvania law because they caused this chain of events to be set into motion. And that's unique to Pennsylvania. Not every state has that. But then more importantly, I think, they violated a number of civil rights laws on the federal level because you basically, and I think they'll be able to show, I think these gentlemen will be able to show that they are not treating similarly situated white people this way.
Because, it would have to be consistent.
Right, yeah. Right.
So you're saying if there was white people in there not buying stuff, and then they would have to show that they've thrown out many of all different races just for not buying, not thrown out, but asked to leave many. You have to be consistent, basically.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to apply this to African-American men, you have to apply it to white people as well. And there are actually people coming forward like crazy and saying, on that very day, there's white people coming forward, on that very morning, I had been sitting in there all morning and I had not bought a thing. You know, and
that's the problem.
That's inconsistent. Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
I will say this. She is right, though. When I went to a Starbucks, like if you go to Starbucks here in Greensboro, Winston-Salem, you can generally go in. It's crowded, but you can sit there. I went to a Starbucks, though, in New York City.
Oh,
holy cow.
Yeah,
right.
Different.
It was slam packed. So I wonder, they got to get their policy set.
They
got to
figure something out. Well, like, for example, Jason. Oh, go ahead.
No, I would just, that's all.
I was going to say I went to McDonald's, totally different thing, in New York City. I had to use the bathroom really bad. And because it's busy and they have a different type of situation there, they have their bathrooms locked. You have to go to a manager to get the key for the bathroom.
Right.
So it's different everywhere.
Right.
You know?
Well, I will say this, though. I still feel, I don't know why I feel like this, but when I like go into a restaurant or a store and I have to go to the bathroom, I feel obligated to get a pack of gum. I just do.
I think that's okay, though. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I think that's good to do that.
Like if it's real
you're just
busy.
Being a good customer.
Right.
And I have IBS problems, obviously, you can tell. So any given second, this could, you know, trigger.
Could go sideways.
I have learned the places to go where you don't have to worry about it. A lot of the times, a hotel. You see a Marriott or something like
that.
Oh,
they have great
bathrooms.
And then
all I do is pretend that I'm staying there. I'm like, all right, Carol, I'll meet you in the room. Let me get the keys. And then I just go into the bathroom.
Then Jason feels guilty and he rents a room for a night and doesn't stay there. Well, Lisa, we'll see what happens. I do agree with you that these two gentlemen that were asked to be removed from Starbucks, that they're going to get paid big time. And I believe it'll be swiftly, probably within the next week or two. I could see that. Because Starbucks has like reacted very quickly. Oh, no, that's not what we do. We're sorry. And all this different stuff. So we appreciate it. She's a wealth of knowledge.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, she's very good at what she does. Lisa Lanier, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, do not wait. Do not hesitate. Contact Lisa Lanier right away. 1-888-CONSULT or simply go to 107.5KZL.com.